Hello and welcome to Tantramar Report on CHMA 106.9 FM and CHMAFM.com. We're broadcasting from Sackville, New Brunswick, the heart of the Maritimes, on the traditional and unceded lands of the Mi'kmaq people. I'm Erica Butler. It's Thursday, October 20th. Coming up on today's Tantramar Report.
A lot of times people don't report that crime, but they, even if it's just for us to document it and document what was stolen, sometimes that can help us identify somebody.
Corporal Brian Villers is advising people to report any break-ins on their property, no matter how small, after a rash of break-ins to vehicles across Sackville overnight Monday to Tuesday this week. We'll get more details about what happened coming up shortly, right after some more local news and information. Managers of the Cumberland Regional Healthcare Center in Amherst closed the hospital's intensive care unit last weekend due to a COVID-19 outbreak that is further straining already compromised nursing resources. Dr. Scott Bowen, head of internal medicine and medical director at the Cumberland Regional Health Center ICU, told Saltwire last week that there weren't enough nurses to staff the ICU, and therefore the only solution was to physically merge them into one emergency ICU unit for the weekend until there's enough nurses that can come back. Fewer than half the nursing positions in the hospital's emergency and intensive care units are staffed. The regional hospital, which serves all of Cumberland County, is supposed to have 13 full-time registered nurses assigned to take care of patients in its 5-bed ICU. By the end of this month, it will be down to 5.5 nurses. And a retirement in December will leave them with 4.5 nurses to staff the unit 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. The hospital's emergency room also has 9 nurse vacancies. Saltwire's Aaron Beswick reports that while local administrators have attempted to alleviate the shortage by moving staff around, they say the situation has become too dire for that to have much impact. No new candidates have declared their candidacy in Tantramar with Elections New Brunswick since yesterday's report. With 8 days left for candidates to submit their nominations, there's still only one contest in the new town of Tantramar, and that's for the single seat in Ward 1, the former village of Dorchester and Dorchester Local Service District. There's still just one mayoralty candidate for Tantramar, and no candidate at all for Ward 2, which includes Westcock and the Rockport Peninsula. There are also no candidates as yet for the 3 positions on the Southeast Rural District Advisory Committee, which is spread out over 8 distinct pieces of the Southeast region. Nominations close on Friday, October 28th at 2 p.m., and Election Day is 1 month later on November 28th. Nursing Homes Without Walls is on the hunt for volunteers. The Buddy program matches older seniors with younger volunteers to help provide companionship and reduce isolation. The program is currently looking for a senior male in the 60 to 65 years of age range to become a buddy with a 95-year-old man located in Sackville. The Buddy program means visits once or twice per week for about 3 hours at a time. Visits can include walks, reading aloud, puzzles, errands, or just sitting and enjoying a cup of coffee and chatting. Nursing Homes Without Walls is also looking for both male and female volunteers to help out all over rural southeastern New Brunswick. To get in touch with the program, call 538-1904 or email tsalmon.withoutwalls@gmail.com. Now for today's feature. A rash of break-ins overnight from Monday to Tuesday this week has worried many residents and is keeping the Sackville detachment of the RCMP busy. Corporal Brian Villers says that the detachment received 19 different complaints on Tuesday morning regarding thefts from vehicles in the Sackville area.
It was all during the night of the 18th, overnight, in the middle of the night, pretty much. They all started pouring in first thing in the morning of the 18th. We have about 19 different complaints of theft from vehicle and mischief files.
The complaints came from all over Sackville, including Weldon, Princess, Squire, Harris, Fawcett, Carson, Kirk, and Alice Streets.
The one big file that came in from all that's a little bit, was there was a stolen vehicle from Fawcett. And that is a black Honda Accord. A 2010 black Honda Accord was stolen.
Villers says that in addition to the stolen car, a number of different items were stolen from people's vehicles.
In some of those different vehicles, you know, they were able to get a few debit cards and some vehicle keys and stuff like that. We also recovered some items that were strewn about the different streets as they were going from vehicle to vehicle, they probably discarded a lot of the stuff that they didn't want. So we were able to collect some evidence from that and return some items. We're investigating all of them. We do have some evidence we can follow up with. So we're going to follow up with what we can and try to identify who the people were.
You're guessing that they're all connected?
Yes.
And
yeah.
Do you think that they are connected as well to the vehicle theft?
Most likely. I mean, I can't have any evidence at this point to prove it. But my experience would say yes.
Villers says the investigation is ongoing and that the RCMP has not determined if the people committing the theft spree were local or from elsewhere. There haven't been any further reports since the slew of car break-ins reported on Tuesday.
It's possible that it was people that came here to do something, to just do that night. But again, we're following up on these to identify who the people are. So hopefully we can, and lay some charges here. So,
are you asking for people's help at all in terms of, like, you know, some people have cameras on their property and that sort of thing?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, anybody in Sackville that night who has video surveillance or even saw somebody that isn't from the area or somebody acting suspicious, they should call us. They should report it because it could be something very small that helps us identify who it is, you know, or help corroborate other evidence that we have. So 100%, if people have information or have some kind of, whether it's video evidence or even somebody they saw, just call and report it. Even if it's just to tell us what they know and we create an information file.
Sackville resident Kathy Andrews' car was one of those targeted by thieves, and she says at first she wasn't too worried after noticing some things rearranged in her car Tuesday morning.
I wasn't really upset. I was more, I think, embarrassed for being stupid leaving the, you know, car unlocked, but thankful that they really didn't do anything to the vehicle. Then I went into the glove box to get something. And then I started getting a little upset because the insurance card and the registration was missing for the car. So that's when I started getting a little more anxious, thinking, you know, my first thought is identity theft and all this sort of, you know, craziness out there.
Andrews did eventually call the RCMP to report the break-in to her car.
Because originally I wasn't going to do anything. I thought, well, just, you know, a little bit of change from coffee and a couple pair of sunglasses. I wasn't too concerned. But then with the missing pink card and registration, I it turned it up a notch for me. The RCMP were really good. The Constable Menard that we were talking to, she was, you know, wonderful and, you know, and taking our statements and sort of reassuring us that really with the information they stole on from the vehicle, the registration, that there, you know, may not be too much that people can do with that, but hackers are smart and scammers are smart. So I did, you know, text, you know, through that lovely, you know, Facebook and the Sackville community page, I did, you know, put out to people that if you don't think anything was stolen from your car, that's great, but please check and see if your pink card and registration is missing. And I have heard that some people are missing them. So
Andrews says normally she locks her car, but now will be adding checking the lock to her evening routine. Villers says that with minor property crime, people sometimes don't report it, but he recommends they do, as it may help identify a perpetrator at some point in the future.
They need to report it. A lot of times people don't report that crime, but they, even if it's just for us to document it and document what was stolen, sometimes that can help us identify somebody. We arrest somebody and they, in their possession, they might have their debit card or some identification that they had or something like that. So we can tie people to crimes just based off sometimes finding stuff on their person when we arrest them for something different. So they should report it. Obviously, you know, we tell people to lock their car, you know, don't leave any valuables in your car. Don't leave your wallet. Don't leave anything valuable. Don't leave your keys. Lock your car. Take everything out. Same thing with your house. Same thing with your shed. I mean, we get a lot of thefts of opportunities like that where people go just checking cars all night long. And it happens more in bigger centers all the time, not so much in Sackville, but that night obviously somebody came down and did that. So, yeah, that's the rule to follow. Don't leave anything in your car and lock it and make sure the key isn't in it.
That's Corporal Brian Villers of the Sackville RCMP. The police are currently investigating 19 reports of vehicles broken into and one vehicle theft in the Sackville area, all on a single night this week. That's it for the Tantramar Report for this Thursday, October 20th. You can reach us anytime with tips, comments, or questions at news@chmafm.com. CHMA Community News is made possible by funding from the Local Journalism Initiative and local donors. To read more news and find out how you can support local reporting, check out chmafm.com. I'm Erica Butler. Thanks for listening.